I have a message for Jeff, who I've heard was going to be on tonight. Jeff, this is Jeff, just calling you from the future or from the past. I don't know, one of those. Just wanted to remind you to rewind your watch. See ya.
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
If only it was so simple.
What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo?
We British like our tea hot. We like our podcasts even hotter. Extra Life Radio.
What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo? What happened to boo 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 boo?
Hey everybody, this is DJ. What was it? Anti-Matter Pants? No. DJ Black Matter Pants? No. Dark Matter Pants. This is DJ Dark Matter Pants with the Extra Life Radio Show. Welcome to the program. It's a long story why you even said that, and who knows if I really should have. But anyway, welcome to the program. This is Extra Life Radio Show number 59, one show away from the big 60, which we aren't going to celebrate in any discernible way because big deal, 60. But show 100, which is only, that'll be only 40 shows away. Look at my real-time math skills blowing people away. We are looking forward to that because that'll be good times for everyone. If you're new to the program, please, if you'd like to participate, contact us through email, which you can get. I can't even talk. Send us an email at extraliferadio@gmail.com. Now, some of you might say, what happened to myextralife@gmail.com? Well, that still works too. Either one's fine. That's extraliferadio@gmail.com. Or call us on the crap phone, 206-203-RAP. That's C-R-A-P for those who don't know what I'm saying. Welcome to the program. We got a big one for you tonight. And unfortunately, we have some bad news, but also some very good news. And we'll get to all that in just a second. One reminder that we are sponsored by MindOnTheNet.com. Go check them out at MindOnTheNet.com. Great hosting. They do a great job for Extra Life, the comic, the site, the blog, this, the that, and the other thing. I think that's it. So riddle me this. What do you call a bunch of pale white dudes basking in the glow of a monitor for about an hour? Why, it's got to be the ELR show, and here we are. Let's bring in the regular crew here, and we have a special guest as well. Actually, two special
guests. Well,
thank
you.
Really, if you...
Oh.
Too soon. Nope. Just kidding. Hey, that was the preemptive laugh. Oh, sorry. Of everyone's favorite southern bumpkin. Brian, how are we today?
Hey. Oh, hey, I thought you were talking about Andrew. That's cool.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot.
We can deal with it.
He's from there, too. yeah, so welcome to the show, Brian. Always good to have you.
Hi, thank you.
And then speaking of the other bumpkin, Andrew, how are you?
Good.
Good. How's Florida these days?
It's kind of nice because the last couple days I've actually been able to wear a jacket.
Sweet. Listen to us talking about
sweet.
The weather.
So
that makes good,
the rash.
Yeah, that makes good radio, by the way. All that talk about rashes. And then we have across the room from me, not Mark, but Jeff. Now, some of you may remember Jeff from the phone call we made. Lives not far from me and is a regular listener to the show. Jeff, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Hello.
It's good to have you here. So we have
make
another
sure you go
live...
through his wallets before you let him go.
I think Scott's got him tied up to a chair.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, and that's the Uber geek voice from beyond. From Sector 5 on Romulus 4 or whatever. We're thrilled to have among us and with us Rico.
That's Rick. Right, John Edward.
Rick Dosti from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast, which you can always find at treksinsci-fi.com. No, Treks
yes,
SF.
I bought
that's right.
That domain just for you,
oh, no.
Scott.
Yeah. Oh, you're fading out again. That's weird. Suddenly he's fading out. Anyway, that's because he's from space and we can't really rely on his signal.
Up from beyond.
Well, hopefully we make it through the show. But it's good to have Rick here because we are going to talk a whole lot about science fiction and what it means for this holiday season. Some of the stuff that you should be out getting. We'll talk maybe some of the Star Trek movie rumors.
Bye.
So it's good times. We're thrilled to have you here, Rick. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, a couple of things I want to talk about just business wise. Get them out of the way here. And it reminds me of Rick, because on his show, he showcases a lot of replicas and cool stuff. Toys, basically, for adults.
Just don't tell my wife about it all.
What did
like
she ever go?
Say, they always, everyone costs $20, just like the last one, huh?
Of course. Does she ever walk in and go, now where did this Sword of Aragon come from hanging on the wall? You have don't you have all that stuff? You got all that Lord of the Rings replica crap, don't you?
I got a few swords. You know, you don't. You know, it's like they're not that sharp, but you know, after
neither
after
is Scott.
Whore. What'd you say? Did we lose him? We lost him. Oh no, we're there.
Dang it!
Shoot.
After a what I was going to say is after a point in time, you don't really notice things in where I live.
Do you have the?
There's so many, and it just kind of all blends together.
Do you have that one that's that, what do you call it, witch? What's it called? The major bad...
The flying monkeys from the Wizard of Oz?
No.
Fly, my pitties!
No, not that. The big something witch. What's he called? He's in Lord of the Rings.
Sauron?
No.
Sauron?
No, the one that she... The Australian chick killed because she was a chick. Or not because she was a chick, but she made that
oh,
big...
The crap.
Oh, that was just one of the riders on the Dark Riders.
Yeah, but isn't he called... He's called the... Oh, I'm sorry, the Witch... Is it the Witch King or the Lich King or the...
Witch King? Yeah.
Lich King... I... Wait. I'm thinking of Warcraft 3. Someone hit me in the face.
Oh, you know what? Scott just blew his whole geek cred with the whole...
No, it's called something like that with the word witch in it.
I think his name was Steve.
Oh. You guys have to look it up. Brian, get on it. Actually, Jeff's here with his notebook using my internet. You got to find it on there. Look for something like the witch.
I thought it was the Black Witch.
Lich King is that guy, is the undead guy in Warcraft 3. Anyway, yeah, boy, holy cow, we're totally off the trail.
I'm sure there's hateful posts already showing up.
good thing
the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, good thing this isn't live. We'd be screwed if this was live. Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, the whole point of that conversation was...
Witch King? Leader of the Ring Race?
No. Oh, the Ring Race. No. The Witch King.
That's what it's... The Witch King is the leader of the Ring Race.
Thank you. That's it. That's it.
Idiot.
And his name is Steve. Yeah.
No, but he has that wicked cool sword that's like all big and rusty and gnarly.
The Witch King.
You get tetanus.
Andrew, do you watch Stargate Atlantis? Have you seen that?
I love
right?
that show.
I've seen it, but I haven't. I watched like the first season, but I haven't watched it in a while.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I really like it. But the one guy on there, Shepard, who's kind of like the wisecracker on there,
he's the MacGyver,
on Stargate was. But they captured one of these Wraith, the new enemy on the show, and they had him trapped in this cell, and he didn't want to give him his name, you know, or whatever, and the Colonel Shepard on there tells him, "Well, I'm going to call you Steve."
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I like that part. He just says, that's "Well, funny. I'm going to call you Steve then, okay?"
So,
is that right, Steve-O?
I have a problem with those wraiths on that show. They look like fish to me. Like,
well, they're supposed to be. Hence,
and
the
you
show's
have something
being
against fish.
Since what? The show, Scott, is being in Atlantis,
is that why?
Which is underwater.
Is that really why? Because I could have sworn they weren't supposed to look like fish, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's because it's Atlantis and all. But they look like little like murlocs running around.
well, see, originally, Scott, before when they were originally working on the whole idea of the show, it was going to be Stargate Atlantis, and it was going to be run by cat people. But, you know, they thought it didn't make any sense.
Oh, right. You made your point. Anyway, but so what the crap was I going to say? Oh, we have a new friend named Brian who works over at the – Brian, remind me the site name. Something you know.
You Buy Now.
You Buy Now.
That is spelled out Y-O-U.
B-Y.
B-U-Y.
N-A-W.
You Buy Now. You Buy Good.
You Buy Now.
That's right. You Buy Now.
You Buy
That's
right now.
And Dan?
The point being.
He's got this big, huge, cool online store, youbuynow.com, and it's got, like, every conceivable action figure and video game replica.
Wow.
And
I'm checking it out now. It is
crazy
cool
stuff. And they've got the new Spud Trooper.
I'm going to have to leave now. I'm sorry. I got to go.
But what's awesome about this guy is he's actually sending us some material to review on the show. So we're going to talk about various toys and trinkets and bits, and then the very best part is we're really excited about this. A lot of the stuff we'll get for review, we then get to turn around and give away as prizes for contests.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so starting next Tuesday, unless something goes bad with UPS, this is the plan. So be ready for the big contest. I don't know what it'll be yet. Brian and I have been working out some ideas.
It'll be a drinking contest.
No, it'll be totally awesome. No drinking. But it'll be something good. It'll be more like no, I don't know what it'll be. We're thinking though. We got our brains working. Anyway, that's that. We're very excited about that. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, one last quick note about the new. I told everyone last week we were creating a new web page that would contain the radio show, and it would kind of be just for that. We backed off from that a little bit. We're just going to be updating a whole lot of stuff on the MyExtraLife.com site. So watch for changes over there. Those will kind of coincide with some of these contests and whatnot. Rico, let's talk about sci-fi and what it means to be a science fiction fan during the holiday season, and especially this year. What the crap do
very
people have
expensive.
To look for? Yeah, it's very expensive. But I mean, what
very
are they?
Expensive.
What should people be looking to ask for on their lists?
On the sci-fi end, or
yeah,
the gadget end?
Anything on sci-fi stuff? Like, what movies, what DVDs am I wanting in my stocking this year besides the obvious ones like Star Wars Episode III?
Well, of course, I think Stealth is coming out this week on DVD. I think every true geek really wants Stealth.
Yeah.
What's funny that you mentioned Stealth, because I actually want to watch it now, because I found out who wrote the script. The script is written by Earl Mac Roche, the guy who wrote and directed Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, really?
No kidding, really?
No. See,
what happened?
Back in the 90s, there was going to be a Buckaroo Banzai TV series on Fox. They even filmed like 2 episodes. I've seen snippets of the pilot, but it never got picked up by Fox. So one of the episodes in the first season was what eventually became the Stealth movie.
Hmm.
Wow.
So wait a minute. Wow, how do you know this? How did you figure this out?
I'm going to have to hang up.
Yeah.
You'd have to kill us.
No, the feds are on to me.
Well, I'm always amazed by the
because
thing
that... I'm a huge Buckaroo Banzai nut fan. So
I like that
nut
show
fan.
As well. I like that nut fan. There's there's something intrinsically wrong with being a nut fan, but we won't go there. Okay.
But,
so what else is good?
I guess the I usually go for the DVDs. It seems like there's a lot of the films from the summer that are coming out now. Of course,
yeah.
You've got, I think, War of the Worlds, which I thought was a pretty good movie, even with the Tom Cruise factor in there. And
Brian, you don't like it? You're not a fan?
I hated that movie.
Really?
Oh, no, I liked it.
Yeah.
You liked
and
it, Jeff?
I could go on about it, too.
Well, go ahead. Tell us why you hated it, and then we're going to ask Jeff why he liked it.
Oh, man, there was just so many things that was constantly taking me out of the movie. Okay, first off, one of the first scenes they do is, the whole... all the power's been knocked out in the city, but Tom Cruise is able to run by and say, "Oh, by the way, the mechanic guy, I'll be back in a little bit, and to fix that car, you just replace the solenoid, and everything will run fine, and we're going to be the only people who figure this out." And then he runs back, and then he meets aliens and stuff, and there's this guy filming with a video camera, and, all this electrical stuff is supposed to be knocked out, and
that's
it's
true.
Just like...
That's
and
true.
All this crap is going on, and it's just like so many mistakes. And there's one big scene. Okay, if we're talking about a huge budget film, and there's one scene where Tom Cruise is standing at the back of the van, and they show him, and then they cut away, and they come back, and he's not there, but he's supposed to be there, and it's just like a bunch of little bitty mistakes like that. In a big budget film, I would expect him to fix that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you expect
even
to,
if,
you expect
even if
more
Tom
from...
Cruise had to come back. Another day. Big freaking deal. He's making, god-awful amounts of money.
Yeah.
Fix the crap.
Yeah.
Well, there's one, that same scene that you were just talking about with the van, there's also an additional part of that where if you have a widescreen TV, you can see off-camera Tom Cruise in a goat playing chess.
Dude, I knew you were going this way. I wasn't sure at first. I'm thinking, well, now, wait a minute. He's really got something serious to talk about here. But
I'm looking forward to getting the DVD so I can play it with a few of my Pink Floyd CDs. And,
there you go.
And correspond the music with the different scenes.
Exactly. That would fit. That would fit just right. And besides, goat chess is the hardest kind of chess there is.
Yes,
I don't know if
is.
You guys knew that.
Because they keep eating the pieces.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well,
who ate my damn queen? Oh, wait. We got to ask. Jeff, why did you like the movie?
I think I liked it because I really liked the original movie and also the original radio play. And they stuck to the original movie really close. I don't know if you could say really close. Yeah, there's a lot of extra stuff in there. But as far as certain things that happened in the original movie, to even the part where the alien ship crashes at the end and bends over a light pole. They did the same thing in this movie. Plus, the part that must have won me over was they're standing there waiting for that train to come by. And it's just speeding and totally on fire. And
I'm embarrassed I haven't seen the show yet. Everyone's seen it but
really?
Me. It's one of those things where I didn't go because it just ran out of time. And I just haven't had time.
I was just in the mood for a good action movie, and it just didn't stop.
There's some complaints I have. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What did you say, Brian?
There's some complaints I had about the end, but I didn't want to do that because I wasn't sure how many people have seen it.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some spoiler alert a little bit. But, the reason I don't see some movies right away anymore is because I know I'm just going to get them on DVD in 2.5 months.
Well, also, if you're a big fan of the movie and a fan of the original and the radio play, another thing that came out also this past Tuesday when they re-released the original movie, you can get the first season of the miniseries.
Sweet.
There was a miniseries that takes place so many years after the original movie. And the series actually was very well done. I think it ran for 2 years before it got canceled.
Again, I don't know how you know these things, but I'm completely blown away, as it were. Rico, what else is going on in science fiction? Is anything big happening? I mean, are we expecting... let's talk about this Star Trek rumor about a new film. What's the deal there? Have you found anything else
Please
about
no.
that since we talked? No, wait a minute. We want to talk about this. I love Star Trek, so even a new movie, even if it sucks, I'm good. I'm happy. So what do you
think? I think mostly you've talked about it here a little bit before, I think on the forum, but it's just a lot of rumor right now. I mean, the storyline that I've been hearing pretty much has been a whole new situation, a whole new crew, nothing connected to any of the other series, just a whole new start, probably set sometime after the Enterprise series was.
Yeah.
Which would put it like post that, but pre Kirk and Spock still.
Well, the only
that's the timeline I've been hearing, but with a whole bunch of very cheap actors, I think.
Now, there was talk that the guy who penned the script for Band of Brothers was working on this film. Any truth to that you know of?
I've heard that also.
Yeah,
but I think that it's still too early because a lot of times what happens with these things is they have scripts that come in, and a few people look at them, and they go, "Yeah, no, that's not good. That's crap. We're gonna do something different." And 10 or 12 scripts later, so yeah, I think that guy has worked on one of the versions, but whether that ends up ever being filmed or used or any piece of it, who knows?
Yeah.
It's way early. I predict at least probably 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Which is kind of. I think they could do another movie, and I think they could do a good movie, and I don't even mind the idea of doing something totally new and original. Well, it should be new and original, but the problem is it's got sort of a stigma now attached to it, and I think they do need to wait a little while and just basically hire me.
Rick Berman, if Rick Berman's listening to the show, is he still in charge?
If he's listening to the show, I think his time is over anyway, so I don't think he's got any pull anymore.
You're out, Berman. You and Roddenberry's wife, what's her name?
Major Annoyance, I think is her name.
Hey,
she sucks.
Here's an interesting tidbit. Did you know that Stephen King and other writers have formed a band called Gene Roddenberry's Legs?
Yes. Gene Roddenberry's Legs?
That's what it's called.
What does Stephen King play? What's his instrument? Does he sing?
Harmonica? I don't know.
Dude, I have never heard that. I feel like totally out of the loop. I haven't seen War of the Worlds. You guys know about weird movie trivia. I can't get the freaking Witch King down. Who knows what's wrong with me?
I mean, the only thing else I'll say about that on the movie line or potential new series on that is that, what I've noticed going back through some of the old episodes and doing my podcast is that, I think some of the storylines just became way too convoluted and complex over the years. There was too much technobabble, too many, let's save the Enterprise in the last 10 seconds of the show without, it's just, okay, well, we can do this, and I can invert that and create some power couplings over here and throw in a few chips in this thing, and we're all okay. I used to have discussions with a couple of friends that were really, also fans, and they say, hey, look, there's 2 minutes left in the show. It's time to save the ship again. The pacing was always really off.
Well, also, I
really had trouble with that a lot of times.
What really ruined the show, the thing that I the reason I don't particularly care for Next Generation is I love the Borg, but I got really sick of the whole time travel every episode.
Yeah, that's been overused. So they just need some fresh ideas, and it'll happen. They need somebody like a Joss Whedon to come in and who's got some new ideas and can create some fresh characters.
And they should go for another TV. I think they should go for another TV run. And I'm not so opposed to the idea. I've heard it before. Why not have a series that deals with when Sulu was captain of the Excelsior, and do a whole new setup where he's kind of the, you know, not the main character, kind of the token old school character that kind of draws everybody in, but have him do that. Now, I know I realize that now people expect him to wear a pink dress. And,
well, they're going to have to paint the Enterprise pink and have mauve curtains and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that. Yeah.
Here comes the more email.
Yeah, some more email. But no, so all you gay Asian people, send your emails to myextralife@gmail.com. But no, I always thought that would be a really interesting series. What? Where'd he go?
No, I have not watched American Dad. He said I watched American Dad lately.
Oh.
He kind of faded out.
I haven't seen it lately.
Patrick Stewart is doing, on American Dad, that cartoon that's on Fox on Sunday night. Patrick Stewart does the voice of the boss of Stan, who's the dad on that show. And he's just hilarious. He said on one of the recent shows, he's like, yes, I like Asian women's big butts and stuff. And it's just hilarious.
We'll have to check it out. He did a great job on The Simpsons that one time.
He can be really funny because you got this very British accent, older, very classy Shakespearean actor, gentleman guy, who just says these things are just completely off the wall, and it's just hilarious coming out of him.
Let's get drunk and play ping pong. Anyway, what?
They draw his character. I mean, he basically looks like Patrick Stewart on American Dad. I mean, he's in a suit and everything and not in his little Star Trek uniform. It's hilarious. I just crack up every time that voice comes out of him and he says crazy stuff like that. So
yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, we have to go to a break. Before we do that, listen to this call we got. This is pretty funny. Check this out.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Johnson. This calling from Village Pizza. We still have your pizza that you ordered of us more than 3 months ago. You didn't leave your address the other time, so we couldn't deliver it to you. Come down and collect it soon, before it's fossilized. See ya.
He says, come collect it soon before it's fossilized, I think. I can't place the accent, but whoever you are, good on ya. Let's take a quick break. A reminder that you're listening to Extra Life Radio. We'll be right back in a second to talk more about whatever the hell we feel like talking about. So stay right here. We'll be right back.
We'll be back in a moment after these incredibly perfect segues.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-Fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus. A Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio, the program for geeks by geeks and admired by nerds. Where were we? We have with us Jeff and Rico and Brian and Andrew, and we're Obsidianless. We didn't even talk about that. What the crap's wrong with us?
It's kind of like we didn't even notice that. He's still paddling his way back? Or
no, let me give everyone an update on Obsidian. Obsidian got in touch with me on, I want to say, I don't know when it was. I'm losing it. It was like Saturday or Sunday or something. I don't know. But anyway, he said, hey, Scott, I am...
That was actually pretty good.
I can't do it. He says, it's the sport of the future. No, but he didn't say any of that. Anyway, he did pick up Future Sport while in the States.
Columbia.
But during his trip here, he had a great time and things are good. But He told me he may not make it back for tonight's show because he was still going to possibly be on a plane. So we haven't dumped him. His seat is still warm. He's just not available. So hopefully he'll for sure be here next Tuesday, he tells me. And we have a lot to talk about his trip to both the Ren Fairs as well as his copy of Future Sport, which he picked up here in the States, along with a few other things. So
did you ask him about his shirt?
His shirt? What shirt?
That red shirt.
His karate shirt that he had in that picture? What was going on with that? Do you guys see that thing on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's in for something. He's got to come and explain. Cause
if he wore that in down in the hood where I work, he would have been in trouble, I think. So.
He was all decked out, and I thought, well, maybe it was Halloween. But then I thought, well, Halloween was long over when that picture was taken. So I don't know what's going on.
Did he pick up a wife?
Oh, what?
A wife?
Did he pick up a wife?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he has an arranged marriage, and it's going to kick in like 2008. So we'll see how it goes. But anyway, so let's get back to where we were. Where were we? Oh, we talked about the Star Trek movie. Now, let's shift gears a little bit. I know this is kind of a big shift, but I know you guys have some opinions on this. Today, I was... let's just say today sucked. Because I went out to go pick up my copy. I just peed on the microphone, sorry.
In the snow.
I went out to go pick up my copy. Yeah, it was snowing today.
It's snowing right now.
It is? Oh, dude. My power's going to go out. We're going to lose the whole show. So I went to get my copy of Mario Kart. Thank you. Gosh dang it, I cannot talk tonight. Our Mario Kart DS, okay? And it's getting rave reviews, and everybody's giving it huge scores, and it's just the must-have thing, and you can play online.
God, only 10-year-olds play those games.
Yeah. According to Cyrus Javity, that's true, but
yeah,
I don't believe
Cyrus,
so.
Yeah.
So I'm totally excited to get it, but nobody had it. Every store I went to, Target, Walmart, GameStop, everyone, they all were like, we don't get that till tomorrow if you'd like to put down half the money. And I'm like, screw you, dude. I'll pick it up at Walmart. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. They didn't have it, so I'm at Target, and I'm on my way out, and I see glowing in the corner.
A stick of uranium-235.
No. It was a rock fallen from Uranus. Just kidding.
Whatever you do, don't touch that, Scott.
On my planet, we call that a bow daggett. Anyway. A dingleberry, if you will. Anyway, so I go over to this Target station, and they had a brand new Xbox 360 there, and I had said on a previous podcast I was going to wait. What makes waiting difficult is actually getting your hands on it and actually playing it and going, oh, new console. And it has that new console smell. And by the way, that console sure runs a loud fan. I don't know if you noticed that, Brian, when you saw the demo you played.
Nah.
Holy
nah, yeah,
freaking moly. I'm like, what is that sound?
A little loud in Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. But I got right down, put my ear up on it. It was worse than like some of the PCs I have running at work and stuff. So I don't know what
the
was
crap
going
is
on.
That guy doing?
Yeah. Hopefully they hold up. I'm obviously they're running hot. But anyway, I played the Call of Duty 2 demo, which was gorgeous and played really well, I thought, with a controller.
Did you get to play King Kong?
Well, no, I didn't even touch that stupid demo because I can't stand movies.
Did you have to kick a little kid to the ground to play the game? That's no. What I want to know.
No, but...
kick a little kid down.
But three... This is not a joke.
Mommy, that...
Well, we lost him. That was too high-pitched, dude. We lost him because of it.
Yeah.
But anyway... But no, three adult men with their wives, and this is not... I am not kidding about this, stopped in their tracks, mouth open, and stared at what I was playing, and all three wives said, "Honey, come on. We have to get to the freaking whatever crappy department and pick up whatever stupid thing it is." Seriously, it was out of control. But anyway, I'm all tempted again, so talk me out of it. Who here thinks waiting's smart, and who here thinks I should get it on day one?
Oh, you don't want my opinion on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, we already know how you feel, Mr. PC Gamer.
You got to get it day one so I can come over and play it.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Jeff wants
to play.
Well,
one of the comments I keep hearing people say is, you know, you buy these early versions of these things, and then they're hackable. They're more hackable because they're expecting all these people to find out all these little holes inside the software that you can exploit and do whatever. So I don't know. Maybe there's an advantage to buying the first one if you're into that kind of thing. But I'm not really that anxious because of the titles. I think there aren't a lot of games that are really looking all that exciting. They push back the Elder Scroll game, That's now pushed back to, like, whatever.
February, I think.
It's
months
yeah,
away.
It's, and, yeah, it's 2006 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is one of the games I was looking forward to the most for it. So
was I, yeah.
And another shooter, you know, I mean, there's a lot of good shooters for the PC if you want that right now. So it's, I mean, it's...
So
yeah,
you're saying if it's hackable, it's good to buy it early. If you're getting it for the launch titles, wait.
Yeah, wait.
No. All right, that's still kind of where I'm at.
Pretty much over the years, my experience has been with any console, when you buy it right out of the gate, you get really upset and disappointed in the machine because, you know, you'll buy the one good game and then there's four others that totally suck. And by the time another good game comes out, you've moved on to play something else.
Yeah.
And it's interesting with all these packs that they've packaged the thing together with. It's pretty interesting that they've, you know, created these like $1,000-$2,000 packs to shove all these probably mediocre games out the door with the machines, which is kind of depressing. And
yeah.
You know, hey, if you want an Xbox 360, you better buy all these crappy games with it too at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, please. I need it now.
Oh, Bill Gates needs a new Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys talked about the Xbox 360 PC?
No.
They're planning on launching next year?
No. What the crap is that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's going to be the third package they're looking at. You know, they got the two packages, one without the hard drive, one with the hard drive, and they're looking at doing something next year that's going to give a little bit more PC capabilities. I guess you kind of
that
keyboard
hard drive
and a mouse.
That's a real big that's a joke almost. From what I've been reading, and maybe Andrew knows or someone else knows, basically with playing the older Xbox games on the 360, a lot of these things have to be then sort of patched through downloads. But if you don't have a hard drive, you're kind of SOL.
You can't play the old games at all, from what I understand, because you have to run an emulation software.
Yeah,
and right. That has to be run from the hard drive.
You do have to have the hard drive. That's true. So you know, having these two models sucks. If they're going to introduce a third,
I got a crazy idea.
Dude.
That whole third model of, you know, a PC version. Why don't you just buy a really kick-ass PC with a nice graphics card?
Because
then it puts the Xbox in the dirt.
Because it'll take you 6 months to get Halo 3 versus getting it whenever the thing's launched. I mean,
I'm not going to fork out the money to buy an Xbox for one game. I think, and what's funny is I think Microsoft is really banking on that. They're hoping, God forbid, if Halo 3 comes out and it's awful, I think they're riding a lot of it on that main game.
Yeah.
And when is that? We're at least, what, next summer or
longer?
I think it's
next summer or the end of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing I keep hearing about the 360 that it won't really help me because I don't have one is that to really take advantage of the graphics, you need an HD TV setup, and it'll just look – it looks nice. It looks better on a normal TV, but without HD, you don't really take advantage of that higher resolution.
Well I have HD. It makes me want to freaking get
yeah.
it. Ugh.
I'm stoked about it. I'm stoked.
Yeah. So Brian, okay. So let's hear the Brian your opinion. Launch day or no?
Court, how much money you have? If you're loaded,
let's
which
say
I'm not.
Let's say I have $500. Let's say I have $500. $400 for the machine. $50 for a game. Although the games are like $69.
I think you could have some good times because, really, I mean, if you're the first person to get one, and I doubt you get one now without pre-ordering one, they're probably going to be gone.
Dude,
well, I know.
You're not going to have a chance to get one on, you know, the
on
day
Oprah.
They
did you say you're
out.
Not going to have a chance to get one on Oprah? Is that what you said?
Not one on Oprah at all. She's not giving none away.
She's keeping it
for
herself.
No, Scott. I think for your $500, you should go out. You buy your Xbox 360, and you get that Dance Dance Revolution game you've been wanting.
Yeah.
And I think it'll still be a good piece of equipment to have, even if you don't have the games, because they're trying to replace, they're not trying to make a game console, they're trying to make a whole, you know, media system.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, and I love my Xbox, my original Xbox. I've got the Media Center on it, and it's worth it just to get the Media Center. And if I can play my
old... You know
what,
dude? I'm just going to freaking wait for the Revolution. Screw all this crap.
And you know...
Hey, shut it.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking.
If anything else, you can buy the Xbox 360 and use it as a space heater. Because you know that thing's going to get hot when it runs.
What
right,
the
Jeff,
crap are you going
to
do?
Jeff,
wait,
you need
a
to...
PS2?
Jeff, for the longest time, has been promising to come to my house and mod my Xbox so I can make it into a Media Center. When That's the right. crap are you going to do that? You did your own, right?
Let's do it. Hand it over here.
Oh, he's like, let's do it right now.
It's
I
right
got a
here.
Ball-peen hammer.
It's in the room, dude.
I brought my it,
well, speaking while we're talking about consoles, I think we want to talk about Sony and this whole DRM yeah. crap they're going
through. Yeah, that's the next thing on the list here. Okay, anybody who's not aware of the whole DRM thing, you're living under a rock. So we're not going to detail it too much, but suffice it
Sony
to say, here are the highlights. Sony basically created a security hole in anyone's computer that tried to run one of their Sony BMG CDs. That's number one. Number two, they denied that it was even there. Then they denied it was a problem. Then they denied that you needed to do anything about it. Now they're finally doing something about it. That's not enough, though. They had one of their guys get up, a CEO of business something or other, got up and said, most people don't even know what a rootkit is. Why do they care? Which was enough to make me want to poo blood. Yeah. And I think I might have. I think a little blood came out. So I was all ticked about that. And then, of course, everybody else was as well. And now, Andrew, tell us what you heard about cameras.
Oh, first, I just looked at this on the internet. The new Sony CyberShot DSC-P515 camera installs DRM on your machine so you can't share your digital pictures with anyone else.
That's so...
No. You're kidding.
No,
so
I got
Grandma
the
article. Crap out of luck.
The article is actually posted on the Extra Life forums.
I'll have to look at that because I've been looking at getting another digital camera, and Sony was on my list for a while, but not anymore.
I love my
Sony
camera.
Sony's on my list.
This just popped up too.
Hang on, listen. What?
The uninstall that Sony put out for the rootkit. Everybody's mad, so they put out the uninstall. This just barely came in, their copy protection uninstaller opens up a new security hole.
Oh, serious?
And they're telling people, okay, don't use that for a little while.
Oh, never mind.
All right, I got a Sony digital camera, 5-megapixel CyberShot in my hand right here. It's not the model Andrew's worried about. But I'll tell you what, as much as I love this camera, no way I'm buying a Sony if this is all true. Now, I'll wait for confirmation that that's true and all that. I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but I wouldn't be surprised. It seems like things are just getting worse for them. If I didn't love my PSP so much, I'd really hate Sony. As soon as they do something screwy with that, like every time I want to play a game longer than an hour, it shocks my testicles or something. You know, that's DRM I can't live with. So
I think that's a new expansion pack coming out.
No pun intended.
See, Andrew, I think I've heard you say before, you listen to those Twit podcasts. They had a real good one. I think it was like last week or maybe the show before that. And they had one good point I thought that they made about this whole Sony fiasco was that they're just really driving them and the RIAA are driving people to do illegal things.
Yeah. Yeah.
They create these convoluted security systems that trash your computer, your video game system, your digital camera, whatever piece of equipment it is or what it interacts with, and they're making people go out and just rip DVDs, go through, pull out all the copy protection. I feel like taking the whole library, ripping all the DVDs that I have, taking the copy protection out and making unprotected ones for myself so I can play them anywhere. It's getting ridiculous. And then they wonder why people do what they do.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, get in, start looking at Apple and their whole iPod and video downloads and start making money off of it. Don't make it harder for people. Start making it easier for people.
Yeah, people want it to be easy. The other problem is this. If somebody says to me, hey, I want the new Foo Fighters CD, is it any good? I'm going to say, do not buy that CD. And I'm going to tell this to a totally law-abiding human being. I'm going to say, don't buy that CD because it's going to make your computer a big piece of Swiss cheese.
Yes,
instead, go to a file sharing network and download it for free. I'm going to encourage people to break the freaking law because the alternative is worse. It's worse.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, it slows down the PCs from what I've read. I mean, it does all kinds of stuff to your machine. And for people that are even fairly technical savvy, it's not that easy to remove. You can do it, but it's difficult.
Well, within the first few days of the whole DRM debacle, there was a couple hackers that actually made use of the hole that the rootkit creates to put viruses on some computers.
Yes. Jeez. And they used it to hack into do things in World of Warcraft also, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, what it was is they were able to hide, to stealth the stuff that Blizzard looks for cheats and basically cheat unnoticed, which is kind of funny. So people were buying a BMG CD just so they could load it up and cheat in World of Warcraft, which is kind of a funny funny irony.
You're using one form of spyware, malware, to cover up another one.
So what about the story? What about the story that the PS3 will not allow? They patented some technology that will make it so the PS3 will not play used games. It will only play the games that were first put in there new.
Yep.
Yeah. That technology was talked about for DVDs a few years ago, also, and it never turned out that you know came into use. But I think they'd be shooting themselves in the foot. I can never see them doing something like that.
Yeah.
I just can't see it happening. There's so many complications,
especially now,
put in a system like that. I mean, it's just
especially now though. If they do it now with all this other bad press, they're screwed. You know.
Yeah, there's
exactly.
There's that article on the forums that I posted talking about the downfall of Sony. Things that both Nintendo and Microsoft are doing that are pretty much, with the events going on with Sony, it's kind of spelling the future projected demise of Sony screwing themselves, basically.
Yeah, they need to pull it out. The thing is, right now, I usually own all, however many consoles there are, you can bet they're under my TV. It's pretty much the way it works.
I'm waiting for them to go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, this year, I don't think I don't. Right now, my mood is such that I don't think I can own. I cannot, in good conscience, own that PS3 because I feel like I'm supporting bad corporate behavior, and I'm not interested in that at all.
Well, the thing is from what I read, I don't know if I'm wrong on this, but okay, the Xbox is coming out next week, the Xbox 360.
Thanks for the reminder.
then the Nintendo Revolution is coming out actually before the PlayStation 3 now.
Yeah.
Because the PlayStation 3 is going to be last at the gate, which is really odd for Sony. And then there's still those rumors going around that the PlayStation 3 is going to be some sick amount of money to buy in the first place.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, my guess is it'll come out at about $299, $399. My guess is it'll probably have some really cool games. All of that stuff will be true. But they've just been tainted. They've stripped away a layer of cool.
Well, they need to do some serious damage control. I mean, they should really announce, hey, all of you that have these CDs, here's where you send them. We'll send you one that doesn't have this crap on it, and we'll send it right back to you. That to me, is they need to step up to the plate and do things like that.
I think everyone should get a free PSP is what I believe.
Yeah, there you go.
And they should be crackable so I can run any kind of game on there I want. There you go.
Yes.
That's what I say. The Sony DRM thing sucks, lame. We won't talk too much more about it because everyone's talking about it. Anybody in tech circles, and certainly our listeners have heard a lot of this stuff before, but suffice it to say, dude, Sony, freaking pull it out. Let's go back to the 80s, man. It's got to be Walkman time again for them. So anyway.
That was like their heyday. They made like all the coolest stuff back then.
Yeah, they did, and they lost it all, dude, and heads rolled, and oh, what a mess. I think it's the Japanese because, we nuked them. So once you've been nuked, it's trouble.
Well, it's that and the fact that they're always getting attacked by Godzilla.
That's right. And giant moth creatures and things like that. Yeah,
I mean, that's got to put a damper on anybody's day.
Yeah.
And Gamera. Don't forget Gamera.
It's not. Yeah. Is it Gamera or Gamera? What
Gamera.
Was it?
No, it's Gamera.
Gamera. Okay.
Gamera. I can't believe Scott doesn't know the flying Gamera turtle.
Hey,
I don't know.
Speaking of which, let's not forget, we have our weekly crappy movie of the week.
Woo!
Let's get into this thing. This is much more exciting than depressing DRM news from Sony.
Is it a Sony movie?
No. But I think it might involve, I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, so let's do this real quick. This is a movie called, I've lost it, just a minute. Okay.
That's a good movie.
It's called The Brain from Planet Eros. Aros. I don't know how to say
is that
exactly.
In that section at the video store behind the curtains.
No, but that's funny because Andrew has a little bit of information on that. I mentioned this movie earlier before we started the show, and he said it used to be Eros. Whatever.
Originally, when the movie first came out, it was spelled Eros, and they've apparently, I didn't know about, they've changed the name because that's
like
commonly
erotic.
Associated with erotic novels and stuff.
Yeah.
Not that we'd know anything about that.
So this would be The Brain from the Erotic Planet. But anyway, here's the taglines for it. It says, it will steal your body and damn your soul, which sounds like a good benefit. science fiction's most astounding story. The incredible space brain invades a human body with its destructive evil power. It is both fantastic and fearsome. So put that in your pipe and eat it.
Well, see, I think what the brain I've seen the movie like a long time ago. I think what happens is the brain gets into the body of a guy, and that guy creates the Sony DRM file.
That was a long way to go.
Yeah, I know. I saw him coming up Main Street with that one.
My God!
All right, so we got this was directed by Nathan Jurin back in 1957. Starred John Agar and Joyce Meadows. People I don't know who they are. I'm sorry. Steve Marsh? No. Sorry. Anyway, who cares? They're people that they're dead now. We don't care.
I don't know. I think that Meadows chick is a greeter at the Walmart near my house.
Paper or plastic?
Welcome to Walmart. Okay, I'm going to play a couple of clips from this movie. Here's one where we get to be introduced to the brain himself.
I am yours. I need your body as a dwelling place while I am here on your earth.
So
you know, on your earth.
You know,
his name's Gore.
Yeah, his name's Gore. G-O-R.
Oh, God.
Gore.
You know, for a brain
not like,
that
not like Al Gore or anything like that. Say what?
The internet.
Yeah.
For a brain that has no mouth, he has a very deep, pronounced voice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Here's another one. This is. Saw this one. Here's this one. I don't remember what this clip is, but I'm sure it's good.
There is absolutely no doubt of your power to destroy. I saw it. I saw an American colonel killed, burned to a crisp by radiation with one look from this man.
Oh, that's great. What a crappy piece of crap.
And that look was from his wife.
Yes. Okay, I got one more clip. This is the brain again, I believe, talking. We always like to hear from the brain. So here's the brain.
Your feeling of helplessness is your best friend, Savage. When I am occupying your body, or in my present transitory form, I am without substance and indestructible.
All right. Present transit. What are you saying?
I mean,
transitory form.
Transitory form.
Technically, how threatening is that? I mean, you're a guy. You come home. You notice your house is like ransacked a bit. There's this puddle and a brain on the floor, and then you hear it. How hard is it just to run over there and kick it across the room?
Can the brain fly? What did you say?
Can fly.
How can it fly?
I don't know. According to this, you can see the wires.
Really? It makes me wonder if. It makes me wonder if. Do you ever see that Futurama with those brains that came and attacked everybody?
Yep. Yeah, that's.
I wonder if they got their inspiration from that. That was good times. I love that. All right.
Fear the brain.
Just since all that depressing news about Sony, I thought we'd play a little music real quick here that will cheer us all up. This comes from Len at Jawbone. He was grateful or nice enough to let me use this. This is a little song from, I think it's a German kid show called Schnappi.
And is that where they make all the kids drink schnapps, isn't it?
I don't know, but we're going to find out how psycho those people really are by listening to this.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Komm aus Ägypten, das liegt direkt am Nil. Zuerst lag ich in einem Ei. Dann schnie, schnappte ich mich frei. Schnie, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
All right.
That's
great.
Wait a minute. That's the sound little kids make when they need to blow their nose, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so cool,
that
dude.
That explains a lot about the Second World War right
now. When I emailed Len, I said, dude, I've got to use your Schnappi song. So Len at Jawbone, this one's that. We're grateful that you sent this.
Was that the kid from Pink Floyd?
Look, mommy, there's an airplane up in the sky.
Dude, that was great stuff. All right. Also, got a quick. We got to read a couple of quick emails. I have a ton, but we're not going to have time for very many. First, let's play an audio comment that came to the beef line. Excuse me, the crap phone. I called it the beef line again. This is from Warren Bennett. Here you go.
Hey, well, this is Warren Bennett. Been watching your show. Been listening to your show for a while now. And saw that you had a new number, so I decided to call and leave a message. I really have nothing to say. I'm just calling to make sure the line works, and I guess it does. Woohoo! I have an exciting life. All right, talk to you later.
That's good.
That was awesome. You basically, in one file, described all of our lives. So thanks, Warren. That was good times there. Let's see what else we got before we sew things up today. We have. What are we at? Oh, almost 15
minutes. You said you had Dean Cain
news.
Yeah,
here's some big Dean Cain news.
Also,
this
I've
is important.
There's a Dean Cain thing. He's on TV tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell him what show. What are we looking forward to there for Dean Cain?
It's I just saw an ad on it tonight. Law and Order, I believe.
He's
some kind of
SVU.
Psycho killer.
SVU?
He's
a rapist guy?
I don't watch that show, but I saw them flash, and it's just his face was there on my big screen, and I was like, that's the man! That's future sport guy!
Kal-El has fallen so far from Krypton.
Yes.
He's now a rapist on Saturday night.
He always has that silly little grin, too. I don't know what it is, but on any show, movie, future sport, whatever, he's got that little grin that's like, hey, I can't believe they're paying me to do this.
Well, let me add to this that I have some news about him as well that's actually a lot more exciting and makes a lot more sense. And that is, he is penned or scheduled to guest star on Smallville.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And nobody knows.
That
nobody,
would be cool.
It would be. Nobody knows the role yet or what the character will be or any of that. But again, we have an old Superman alumni of some kind showing up on Smallville. Christopher Reeve was on before he died. I think Margot Kidder was on.
Yep.
She just ran around like a freak and screamed naked.
Yeah,
right?
I think she attacked the crew and they had to escort her off the set.
That lady's got issues. And they had Tom Wopat was on a while back, so him and Bo and Luke Duke were reunited again.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's good. That'd be great.
Yeah, won't that be good? I'll be looking forward to that. We'll have to record
it, maybe.
Show
is really, I think it's really doing good this year. I've really enjoyed the last few episodes they've done.
Yeah, it's a good season for them.
Infected with silver kryptonite last week, which I thought they did a good job with, which basically just turned him into a freak and thought everyone was out to get him, and it was real well done.
Silver kryptonite?
Well, if you're into Superman and the comic books, there's about every color of the rainbow type of kryptonite out there. And they all do different things to him. They make him.
I know the red stuff
powers.
Makes him pissed.
They make him, obviously, green kryptonite can kill him. I think there's rainbow kryptonite.
Does that make him gay?
No. Rainbow kryptonite makes him call up Sulu.
Yeah. It makes him crave Skittles, actually.
Rainbow connection.
Calls for Aquaman.
Aquaman. I wanted to mention
Skittles.
That. The Aquaman deal.
They're
doing a show on WB.
Lame.
Hang on. This has potential. In the whole kind of Smallville vein of kind of modernized up a little bit, but they're going to do an Aquaman guy. Now, if they do the cool Aquaman with like the long hair and the hook, that's cool.
Yeah,
if they do
the
gay
is,
one and the tights, it's like got the circles coming out of
his
head.
The same thing that we've been discussing on the forums is the fact that Aquaman is the lamest superhero. Yeah. I mean, it's like... They'd
you
be
say
like,
that now, but if he was in the water, dude.
Here's a situation.
He'd kick your butt if he was in the water.
He talks to Walfins. Walfins. Dolphins. He talks to the Walfins. No, the Walfins, dude. He talks to John Boy. Anyway,
here's the situation. They're in the League of Justice, and it's like, oh, Batman and Superman, we're going to go over here. Wonder Woman's going to go over here. Since we're nowhere near the water, why don't you just hang out here and maybe clean Aquaman? Because there's, like, no use of you being here.
Well, he's cool. He's okay.
He's calling sponges to clean the toilet.
No, he's good in the comic
the
books these days. No, the comic books are good. He's, like, tough and, like, kind of gritty and cool. But I admit, he's kind of the lamest of the... You know, but he's not as lame as, like, the Wonder Twins and their stupid monkey. And
they actually
blasphemy.
They did a guest star of him. He was on Smallville a few weeks ago. They did an Aquaman show, just like they did a Flash show. And this guy, basically Lex Luthor, was doing some experiments under the ocean with some kind of ultrasonic waves and killing all the fish. And this surfer dude guy came by. And
surfer dude.
He kept
that's
saying,
basically
bro.
The way he talked. He was like,
hey, bro.
He's like...
Hey, bro.
Dude, Clark, hey, man. You're pretty fast, too, you know, dude.
Who was the actor? Who played him?
Oh, I don't know. It was nobody that I recognized, but, you
Bing
know,
Rames?
Just like they...
Michael J. Fox?
Ernest Borgnine?
Yeah. Oh, Ernest Borgnine. It was Boss Hogg in a green outfit.
He looked pretty good in the part, and they do on the show where they put Clark in a lot of blue and red clothes.
Yeah.
They dressed him in orange and green, and even one of the other people on the show said to him, you know, really, orange and green is not a good combination. But it was kind of funny because, you know, all these other people were in more or less ordinary clothes, and he's sitting there in his orange trunks and green, like, sweatshirt and like
very nice.
Oh, yeah, I always wore orange and green for some reason. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, we'll have to check it out. It sounds like it might have some promise. Unless Andrew's right, and it might be total crap. So we'll have to find out. Hey, we're out of time. Gosh dang it! You know what? We're not going to have time for any stinking emails. People are going to be ticked. Pretty soon we won't get any emails, but that's okay. We had a lot to talk about today. On the way out of the show tonight, we're going to hear a song about Zelda that was sent to us by Drew Cunning. So Drew, thanks for that. Thanks for the email as well. Thank you, everyone who contributed this week. As you can tell, if you do audio stuff, you got a better chance of getting played than your email getting read. Apparently, the way things go today.
Buy a microphone. A better one than I have.
Yes, but keep those emails coming because I'll still read a bunch, even from the old ones. I'm just there's getting so many every week, and we have so much to talk about. We just run out of time. So before we go, Rico, Brian, Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thanks.
No problem, man.
Yeehaw. No problem. Good to have you. Rico, again, your podcast is treksinscifi.com. Guys, go check it out. It's great. The way he goes through these old Star Trek episodes and even some of the newer stuff.
He's just a great big stuff. Geek.
He's a total geek. He's a total freaking geek. But it's always good to have you among us. And Jeff, thanks for being in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we didn't let you talk a lot, but you're all hooked up over there.
It's hard to get a word in.
You can untie him now. Yeah,
yeah. You can. It's okay. He will let you go.
Hee ho ho.
Hee ho.
Hee ho.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take you guys out of here. This again has been the Extra Life Radio Show. Check out this song as we go out. Make sure you give us a contact through email or otherwise. MyExtraLife@gmail.com or ExtraLifeRadio@gmail.com. Take your pick. And call the crap phone. I almost said beef line again. 206-203-CRAP. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you guys next week. And Obsidian should be back. And if he's not, we'll kill him. We'll see you guys next time. Oh, okay. Shh.
This is awesome.
Hello?
Yes, you have chicken? Hello? Hello, you have chicken?
Wrong number.
No, hold on. Don't leave.
Who is this? Who is this? Did we lose him?
No, he's still there.
Hello. Calling, no, he's gone. Calling Ireland. Gone now. NRA, what?
We're done. Where's my money?
E-L-R.
Extra Life Radio.